Second parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Zayin. Talking about things that one should do before Shabbos. Three things that a person has to say to the members of his household. There, Shabbos and Chashecha. He should say this Friday afternoon towards the evening. It says he should say it in a peaceful voice, because if one says things in anger, it can cause a lot of problems in the household. He salved them, so he has to ask them if they took off Tumas and Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. He roused them. Did you make sure that if we need an Erev Tchumim to walk outside of the Tchum, or Erev Chaseiris, if there's a communal area between some houses, they have to make a special Erev so they'll be permitted to carry from one house to the communal area, the courtyard, communal courtyard. And so that was asked, was that taken care of? And Hadlikus and there, light the candles. Make sure it was done in time. Chas v'shalom, they shouldn't light it in Shabbos itself. Tzavah Chashecha, Tzavah Inah Chashecha. There's a period of time called Bein Hashmoshes. Halachically, we treat that as 13.5 minutes after the sunset. So this period of time, a ma'atrin es havadai. You're not allowed to take off ma'aser anymore. Taking off ma'aser is often a drabonon, and they prohibited this even on the neshmoshes. Certain drabonons which they permitted, but this one, the ein had bilim es akelim. You're not allowed to tie the kli. If a kli was tummy in the time of tumah v'tayin, you're not allowed to be in the tire. That's considered fixing the kli. And we also pass in the same way as a today, if you buy a kli from a goy, it needs a tefillah, you're not allowed to be toivos on Shabbos. In certain conditions, there may be a way of being toivos by, if it's a cup, to fill it up with water in the mikveh, so it looks like you're just filling up water and not being toivos. I want you to ask the shayla about that. In madlikim et haneiros, you also now light the candles, for sure, that's an issa deraita, you can't do that in a shmoshes, which is a suffix deraita on Shabbos. Avam ma'asim et ha-demai, this is a more lenient issa derabonon. They permitted one to take off ma'aser from demai. Demai means something that was bought from an am ha'oretz, and there's a good chance he did take off ma'aser, but the drabonim they required the one who bought it to take off ma'aser again. Uma'arvin, you're allowed to make an erev chaseiros, but you're not allowed to make erev tchum, because that's more looks more like you're actually being coined or something, and it has more of a source from the Tzad of Sukkim. A kofonim, the only type of erev you're allowed to make on the shmoshes is erev chaseiros. The toinim and tachamim, you're allowed to take a hot pot and wrap it up to keep it warm. This is talking about wrapping it up, not over the fire. Wrapping it over the fire is prohibited, even if you do it before Shabbos. If you take it off the fire and you wrap it up to keep it warm, that'll be permitted, even though you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, as we'll see later in the next parakim. But on Bein Hashmoshes, it's permitted. This Heter Bein Hashmoshes is talking about a case where a person was not yet Mekabel Shabbos. So once a person is Mekabel Shabbos, as you said, Mizrach Yel Yom HaShabbos, and a woman who lit candles, then in a special condition, she's not allowed to do any Yitzhak Rabbanim afterwards, because that's considered as she, or he already took on the Kedushas HaShabbos.